This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Sweeping down the plain.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor. Welcome to Free Thought Radio. Atheism is okay in Oklahoma and everywhere. And we'll be talking about a billboard campaign in Tulsa saying just that, as well as a mini blitz of Free Thought billboards in the South later on today's show.
And I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist. This is the weekend of September 11 and 12, 2010. Free Thought Radio is broadcasting in Madison, Wisconsin. Also airs in Atlanta. And we have some special news for you Atlanta listeners today. And we also air in Anchorage, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Monterey. And we're podcasting everywhere.
Free Thought Radio is the weekly production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're the largest national organization of atheists and agnostics and other free thinkers in North America, and we work for the separation of church and state. We publish a newspaper as well as having a weekly radio show. We have staff attorneys working on state church complaints, and we have 7 federal lawsuits. And you can find out more information about us and join us at ffrf.org.
Professor Emeritus Bill Dusenberry will join us on the second half of today's show to talk about a unique FFRF billboard that we just placed with our Tulsa chapter. And the billboard says, "Atheism is okay in Oklahoma," saluting Gore, the first atheist senator. So if that intrigues you, who is this Gore, the first atheist senator? Stay tuned.
And there's a lot of news to report in the meantime. While we are on the subject of billboards, the foundation just launched this week 50, yes, 50 billboards in Metro Atlanta and another 20 in Louisville, Kentucky. And we've recently placed billboards in the South in New Orleans, Tampa Bay, also the Eastern Seaboard, Trenton, New Jersey. So we do hope Atlanta has free thought on its mind. And here's coverage from NBC TV Atlanta 11 Alive News.
And it lets people know that we're here.
Perry Mitchell is a lifelong member of an organization called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. An atheist himself, he's throwing his support behind an outdoor advertising campaign with an anti-religious message.
Really, the foundation is an educational organization. We're not proselytizing, to use a religious word. Mm-hmm. We just want people to understand how we feel and educate the public as to a different way of thinking about religion if they want to.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation provided 11 Alive News with these pictures that show the billboards displayed in other cities across the country. They carry messages like "Enjoy life now, there's no afterlife," "Sleep in on Sundays," and "God and government, a dangerous mix."
The intention is not to ruffle feathers. It's to, as I say, get the word out that we are here and this is the way we feel about especially the separation of church and state.
Mitchell says he hopes the foundation's billboards help to recruit new members and encourage people to open their minds to a different way of thinking.
You know, I drive by lots of churches, and virtually every one of them has a message board on it that says something like Jesus is Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's their belief, and that's what they want to say. That does not offend me. So I really don't understand why religious people get so offended by somebody that says, we just don't believe the same thing that you believe.
These 50 billboards are the largest single billboard campaign undertaken to date by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It might be the largest by anybody ever, don't you think?
I don't know.
50 at one time? 50 in one city. People in Atlanta can look out for a variety of these small, colorful billboards around town, including one with particular meaning for FFRF and for Atlanta. It features the actress, Butterfly McQueen. She lived in Georgia at the end of her life, and the billboard showcases her statement to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution made during the 50th anniversary year of the release of the movie Gone with the Wind, in which she played the role of Prissy, the little slave girl, Prissy. McQueen, who rebelled her entire life against religion, just like she rebelled against being stereotyped in these servant acting roles, Butterfly McQueen said, and this is the quote on the billboard, "As my ancestors are free from slavery, I am free from the slavery of religion." Butterfly McQueen was a lifetime member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and she made an appearance at the FFRF's 1989 National Convention in Atlanta, where she was named FFRF's premier free thought heroine. She died in a tragic kitchen fire in 1995. And I remember Butterfly on two different occasions, there in Atlanta and then once in New Jersey, where I got to play the piano for her. And she sang with her little white gloves, and she stood by the piano, and in both occasions, she sang the Yip Harburg Harold Arlen song, "It's Only a Paper Moon." And that was really a pleasure to get to meet her and to know her. And you met her too, didn't you, Annie Laurie?
Yeah, I got to interview her when I was a college student. But the Daily Cardinal editor nixed my column. It was the only copy I had. It never got published, so I don't have her interview. It was very interesting to me. And so we do hope discrimination against atheists and other nonbelievers will soon be gone with the wind. Other billboards up throughout Atlanta include the words "In Reason We Trust," depicted on a shiny penny, "Imagine No Religion" with a stained glass window, "Red, White, and Blue, God and Government a Dangerous Mix," and the jocular "Sleep In on Sundays."
And not to overlook our campaign going up this week for a month also, in Louisville, Kentucky. In fact, we got an email from one of our members who didn't know about it, and the billboard showed up right across the street from his house. "Atheism is shining bright," with 20 billboards posted in Louisville, including "Imagine No Religion" on the stained glass window background, "In Reason We Trust," which is the motto on the penny, our new motto on the penny, "Praise Darwin, Evolve Beyond Belief," with the Darwin portrait, and then the billboard about Butterfly McQueen as well.
Among the notable local Louisville seculars in history are Louis Brandeis, who was non-religious and, of course, served on the U.S. Supreme Court, and Josephine K. Henry, who is the main lobbyist responsible for the 1894 passage of the Women's Property Rights Act, and she was a very overt atheist.
Now, although Stephen Foster never set foot in Kentucky, his song, "My Old Kentucky Home," ties his name indelibly with that state. Stephen Foster appeared to be entirely secular. He never joined a church. His sister tried to get him to go to church, and he wouldn't. He wrote secular music, except towards the end of his life when he was hungry. He agreed to write some Sunday school songs, which many of them were actually secular melodies that he recast. And then his 1846, one of the earliest songs he wrote was a poem. He didn't write the lyrics, but a poem that he set to music called "There's a Good Time Coming." And in those lyrics, it refers to the shameful rivalries of creed.
And switching topics, in the past week, there has been a lot of news about another Stephen Hawking and his new book, The Grand Design.
The physicist Stephen Hawking has been more overt in these days, more overt in making non-theistic statements. Let's listen in on some of his interview for ABC TV conducted by Nick Watts.
Can you prove that God does not exist, or just that the universe could have been created without one?
One can't prove that God doesn't exist, but science makes God unnecessary. The laws of physics can explain the universe without the need for a creator.
So science makes God unnecessary. Here's a little more of Stephen Hawking from that ABC TV interview. You'll hear a little bit of the background religious activities as he's talking, in case you're wondering what that is.
Why do so many human beings seem to need a God?
People want to think there is something they can relate to and which can make them feel they are not isolated. but are part of a larger whole.
Well, so that's very interesting development from Stephen Hawking, who made some sort of Einsteinian metaphorical references to God in his most famous book.
In The Brief History of Time, he ended it with
confusion.
That thing, we will know the mind of God, which he regretted, by the way.
Which he meant as a metaphor, but you can't say that in today's religion-drenched society. And now we'd like to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the famous secular statement by candidate John F. Kennedy. This is a statement you've heard excerpts of frequently on Freethought Radio. Well, it was delivered 50 years ago, this weekend, on September 12, 1960, to Houston Protestants.
I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute, where no Catholic prelate would tell the president, should he be Catholic, how to act, and no Protestant minister would tell his parishioners for whom to vote, where no church or church school is granted any public funds or political preference, and where no man is denied public office merely because his religion differs from the president who might appoint him or the people who might elect him. I believe in an America that is officially neither Catholic, Protestant, nor Jewish, where no public official either requests or accepts instructions on public policy from the Pope, the National Council of Churches, or any other ecclesiastical source, where no religious body seeks to impose its will, directly or indirectly, upon the general populace or the public acts of its officials.
I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor for Free Thought Radio. We'll be right back after a very short break to talk about the open dissing and dismissing of atheists in America and what we are doing about it.
I'm Michael Newdow, and this is Free Thought Radio.
Ask for a sample issue of Free Thought today and find out more about the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker. We are the co-presidents of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and we host this show weekly. By the way, look for us today, September 11th, 2010, at the FFRF table at Bob Fest in Baraboo, Wisconsin. This is the annual get-together to celebrate the progressive views and promote progressivism in memory of Wisconsin's famous fighting Bob La Follette, governor, senator, a progressive agitator, reformer, and freethinker, of course.
Why is it still considered socially acceptable to smear atheists and non-believers? Listen to this comment which Rabbi Daniel Lapin made on the Glenn Beck Show last week.
I tell them directly, I do believe that atheists are parasites in the sense they're benefiting from everything that religious culture has built in America, but they're doing nothing to add energy into the system.
Lapin might mean rabbit, but I would call Rabbi Daniel Lapin the lapdog of the Christian right. Whenever the Christian right, Pat Robertson, whatever, wants a token rabbi, they trot out Daniel Lapin.
And he, of all people, should know what it's like to be smeared like this. The Jews, all through history, have been unfairly and unjustly called all sorts of names. They were called cockroaches and vermin and all these things. And yet here is a modern-day rabbi saying the same thing about us non-believers. We are parasites. And he goes on to say, you know, what contributions have, what's the phrase he used, the despicable scourge on the planet. What contributions have we atheists ever made to make this world a better place? And, of course, he seems, you know, grossly ignorant of the fact that atheists and agnostics have contributed immensely to the planet. All you have to do is go to our webpage, the Free Thought of the Day.
Under the news link.
In which Annie Laurie has written most of those hundreds of brief bios of atheists and agnostics and skeptics in the arts, in the humanities, in politics, in entrepreneurship, in acting, and in
most progressive causes were started by free thinkers because they had to be free from religion in order to be willing to take on the Bible. So when you look at the leaders of the anti-slavery movement, of the enfranchisement movement for women, fighting capital punishment, fighting the inhumane treatment of the mentally ill, because the Bible treats mental illness as demons, for example, of course it would be the free thinkers.
And we mentioned earlier Louis Brandeis, who was a Supreme Court justice, who brought in the right to privacy and
formulated First Amendment policy.
Yes, an immense free thinker, a non-believer.
Well, Bob La Follette, Robert La Follette, and his wife, who was a great crusading feminist.
And so, what I think is ironic is the Christian right likes to sing that song, God Bless America, as the sort of Christian anthem. Well, God Bless America was written by Irving Berlin, and those words were not expressing his views. He wrote it for a character in a musical called Yip Yip Yap Hank. He would have been shocked to realize, well, he did live long enough to see how they had misused his song. Irving Berlin was a non-believer, an agnostic who did not believe in God, and even though he wrote White Christmas, he told his kids, you know, I actually hate Christmas, but he did it because he needed that. So atheists and agnostics, contrary to Rabbi Lappin and other Christian right, have immensely enriched this country, and we are not parasites.
Now, Dan, you got into a correspondence, interestingly enough, with the Reverend Pat Robertson. And before we get to that, let's listen to the remarks that made you see red.
I hate to tell you, you've got to go find somebody else. Really. I mean, either he changes and gives his heart to the Lord, or you go down the road with somebody else. But there is no fellowship between Christ and Belial. I mean, he's going to be serving the devil.
This is Pat Robertson saying that a woman had to break up with her atheist boyfriend because
fiance, yeah.
There's no mixing between believers and atheists. And so, Dan, what'd you do?
Well, he said on that show that there's no fellowship between Christ and Belial. Belial is a name for the devil, a demon, a horrible, uncouth person. And so I wrote a letter complaining to Pat Robertson, asking for an apology.
Was that last week?
That was last week. That was August 23rd. And I sent the letter to Robertson, and a lot of our members said, oh, he's never going to respond, and he's never going to apologize. Well, they were half right, because he's not apologized, but he did respond. In my letter, I pointed out, if you had told that woman to break up with a Jewish fiancé, because Jews are reprobate, dissolute, and uncouth, which is what Belial means, you would be properly branded an anti-Semite. If you told her to dump her African-American fiancé because blacks are worthless and useless, which is also what Belial means, you would be quickly exposed as a racist. Likewise, labeling the entire class of non-believers as demonic and evil, as the devil itself, is equally abhorrent. I sent this letter off to him, and of course we thought, well, he'd never respond. But guess what? I have a letter. Where's that letter that I have? His response to me, in which he, where did I put it?
Well, can't you just paraphrase it, Dan? It was basically...
Yeah, but it's really cute what he said, if I can find the exact...
it was just one sentence. Well, Dan's fumbling with the papers. This is great radio. Can't you just paraphrase it, because we're running out of time?
Yeah, well, he basically said, boy, I wish I had. Oh, here it is. I got it right here. All right. In the official envelope from the CBN, Chairman of the Board, Pat Robertson, Dear Mr. Barker, thank you for your letter. If you don't agree with the Bible, I suggest you contact the author and see if he won't change his mind.
Author, as in capital A, as in God.
Well, you know, I spent many years trying to contact that author, and nobody was ever home, so that's why I'm an atheist. But talk about passing the buck. Here, he's being accused of insulting and smearing people, and yet he says, hey, don't blame me. So blame his God for being...
Yeah, well, this is why physicist Weinberg, Steven Weinberg, said that... good people will do good things, bad people will do bad things, but it takes religion to make good people do bad things. Now, coming up, what do we have, Dan?
Well, we'll be back to talk with William Dusenberry. He's a professor of sociology emeritus about Oklahoma. Do we have that Oklahoma finale?
You're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I know that Oklahomans probably get tired of that phrase, everything's okay, but have you ever heard the phrase, atheism is okay? William Dusenberry is active with the Foundation's new Tulsa chapter. He'll talk to us about why atheism is okay in Oklahoma and the new billboard in Tulsa saying just that, and saluting Senator Gore as the first atheist senator. So stay with us to find out which Gore and why we put up the billboard in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
My name is Paul Novak. I'm a doctor from Des Moines, Iowa, and I'm on Free Thought Radio, and I'm a dyed-in-the-wool atheist.
The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. This is Free Thought Radio.
And I'm Dan Barker, here with Annie Laurie Gaylor.
Our guest today is William Dusenberry, who is a professor emeritus of the New Jersey City University of Sociology, and he and his wife recently moved to Tulsa, and there in 2009 he did initiate the Tulsa chapter, which is a new chapter of FFRF, and he is a coordinator of the Tulsa Coalition of Reason, and he's very active in many things, including having sainthood certification. We'll have to talk to Bill about that. He told me that he's visited churches and cathedrals in 5 Central American nations and 6 South American nations. This is interesting. 47 Buddhist temples in China. So he's a world traveler. He has taught around the world and around the country. And he is the person who came up with a very intriguing language on FFRF's first billboard in Tulsa, which just went up on Wednesday. And why don't I welcome you to the show, Bill, and you tell us what that billboard says. Welcome to Free Thought Radio.
Welcome to everybody who's listening to this great FFRF radio broadcast. I'm so tickled to death that you're doing it and that people all over the country, even in Tulsa, Oklahoma, have the opportunity to have their rationalism reinforced by hearing it from others. You're doing a great, tremendous service.
Well, thank you.
I'm not a professor emeritus. I'm just a retired professor.
Okay.
So just want to clear that up.
But you are a saint, right? Saint William.
I've not only am I a saint, I've been sainted twice.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm the first person who can make that claim or not. What happened is I thought I lost my first sainthood certificate, and then when I was, I made Mother Teresa a saint because I wanted to beat the Catholic Church to it, and so I made her a saint in the Universal Life Church, hoping that would make it impossible for the Catholic Church then to claim her. This was before she was exposed for rather being a sort of a freethinker, but I was going to submit the sainthood certificate for Mother Teresa to the Constitutional Examiner, I think, in Atlanta, Georgia, and the religion editor, I think, got wise to me, and he wouldn't bite on it. I thought I had a good theological issue to deal with, but no one ever picked me up on it. So, then they sent me another sainthood certificate. So when I used to take off while I was teaching, I'd take off on All Saints Day.
I think you qualified because you pulled off a secular miracle there in Tulsa with an atheist billboard. Tell us about the billboard.
Well, I read about Gore Vidal's grandfather, Tom Vidal, and Tom Gore, and I guess it was the January 2010 Humanist magazine. They had an interview with his grandson, Gore Vidal, and I noticed in there that he claimed that his grandfather was a two-term United States atheist. U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, and he also noted that he was an out-of-the-closet atheist. And I thought that because Oklahoma is so much into being number one, usually for having a football team that's number one, but it's also number one, I think, or close to it in terms of the percentage of females in prison, very high up in child abuse and other unacceptable type of statistics, but they like to be number one. I think we're the only, as far as I know, we're the only state in the United States that claim to have 2 United States senators that are members of a cult, and that's Coburn and Imhoff. They're both part of that family cult. cult in Washington,
D.C. Yeah, the family.
So I maybe if we have any get any donations for our sign, we'll put up that you Oklahoma is number one in cult member United States senators also. So we'll work on that.
But so the sign says atheism is okay in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Saluting
Gore,
first atheist senator.
And
so when you called me up with this idea, and I said to you, well, it's a cute idea, but I think we better make sure that this is going to fly with Gore Vidal.
His grandson. Mm-hmm.
His grandson. I mean, I had read the interview that you had read, and this is online. We have links to it with our press release at our news link. Dan, you did that.
A correspondent with Gore Vidal's office.
And what did they say?
Well, very briefly, they said, I don't know if I can use those exact words on the radio, but they said, give him hell. She was definitely an out-of-the-closet atheist, and it was just fine with Gore Vidal that his grandfather is identified. By the way, not only was he the first atheist senator, he's the first senator in Oklahoma. When Oklahoma became a state, they're one of the first two senators elected in 1906 that year. Thomas Gore.
His terms were 1907 to 1921 and then again 1931 to 1937. And so, Bill, when you read that article, do you want to recap a little bit about, do you remember what Gore Vidal was reminiscing about being a little boy following his grandfather around in Congress because Thomas Gore was blind? And do you recall he told some anecdotes about Gore being puzzled when they were photographed in a church? Do you remember that?
No.
Let me recap that. I'm sorry. So Senator Gore was talked into being photographed, you know, for a campaign in a Methodist church on a Sunday. And so young Gore Vidal asked him, Grandpa, what are we doing in this thing? And he said, well, my boy, you may ask what we are doing here. I'm getting votes. I don't know about you. And then Vidal said that his grandfather had made a famous public statement. He was once publicly asked about the religious differences between himself and his wife, and he replied, well, one Sunday we don't go to her church, and the next Sunday we don't go to mine. Pretty cute.
And I might, this one thing that I should point out, I think the first time in 1907 when Senator Gore was put into the United States Senate, it was by the state legislature. I don't think, as I remember, that the direct election of United States senators didn't start until 1912,
yeah,
as I recall.
Yeah, that's probably right.
So that makes it more significant because mm-hmm. it was his peers. It was the people that he worked with in the state Oklahoma state legislature who were more likely to know about his his lack of religious superstition than the public at large. So that they appointed him to be a United States senator speaks much higher of the position he obtained than if a bunch of people who didn't know that he was an atheist when they voted for him might have done it. So I think that needs to just be noted.
And then when you called me up with this idea about putting up a billboard saluting Gore as the first atheist senator in Oklahoma or anywhere, you were pointing out it would be kind of cool, actually, if people were confused and might think it was the other Gore.
Al Gore.
Al Gore, who's in the same family tree.
Well, with Google now, you can see something like that, and without having to go through the library and look through stacks and catalogs and stuff, you can just type in a name, and people have access to so much almost instantaneously today, so that I thought that, you know, why not? Gore's been out in the public light, spotlight for a lot, variety of things for a long time. So, yeah, it wouldn't hurt just to pique some people's curiosity.
Yeah, so the idea was
to them into getting a little educated. So, yeah, that was, if it works, then it's good.
To intrigue people, and then the billboard directs the passerby to the FFRF website, and we have a prominent picture of the billboard up at our homepage, and we have the news release out. So we hope that they'll learn something very interesting about Oklahoma history. And so now,
Oklahoma number one.
Yeah. And so the billboard just has gone up this week, and so I don't know whether there's been a lot of response to the billboard itself, but you did get some good coverage in the Tulsa newspaper.
Yeah, we had the... They had a picture of the billboard, and last Saturday, Saturday's edition, and then we had the, and as most newspapers in the United States do, they allow the people who read the article to go in and make comments online. So it was rather interesting, the comments that followed. I assume they'd be somewhat similar to the comments that are going to come in. I had a television, a local television show called me this morning, and I think they get the same news feed that you might, but they wanted to know if the sign was up, and I told them the same thing I did to you, that as far as, you know, I had been told that it was up. I hadn't physically seen it yet, but the people that put it up told me that it was up. And so they said okay, and I assume they're going to send a video crew over to
interview you,
to do something. But they didn't ask me anything. Usually, what they'll do is they'll set up a story, and then they'll see if it's possible to I guess get their news crew in to a point where they can do an interview in front of the sign. And then if they do, then they'll probably call Randy Bradley or myself and arrange for us to get some of the members over so they can talk with us in front of the sign. So
Randy is the director of the Tulsa FFRF chapter.
Yes.
So the other thing I would like to say about that sign, and we're going to go out for a break in a minute, but that not only is atheism okay in Oklahoma, but it should be okay in Congress. And if we only have one out unbeliever right now identified, and that is U.S. Representative Pete Stark, who's a Democrat from Fremont, California. But statistically, since 15% of the U.S. adult population is non-religious, that works out to at least 80 members of Congress. Now, maybe they're a lower percentage in Congress given the current climate, but that's a very intriguing thought, isn't it?
Well, it's intriguing, and more so for the fact that one might assume that the people who run for Congress have a higher rate of intelligence. And I said that's a assumption.
Oh, I don't know if Mark Twain would agree with you.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying the public, I think, might make that assumption. And most of them are college graduates, so one might expect a greater percentage of any group to be more likely to be free thinkers with increased collective intelligence of the group. So I would think that there's a great many people in there who are just the same
closet
way you and I are, but if they put that out on their political advertisements, they wouldn't go anywhere. So,
and of course, we did interview a couple of weeks ago Wynn
LeGrow,
LeGrow, who's running against Randy Forbes in Virginia as an out atheist. He's a Democrat and a retired physician. So who knows? But we are talking with Bill Dusenberry.
And I'm Dan Barker, and we're here with Annie Laurie Gaylor. We're talking about our first ever Atheism is Okay in Oklahoma billboard in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we'll be right back after this break to continue the conversation.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
My name is Paulette Overman. I'm from Fenton, Michigan, and I listen to Free Thought Radio all the time.
As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. This is Free Thought Radio.
And I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor.
And we are talking with Bill Dusenberry, who is active with the Freedom From Religion Foundation's new chapter in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and is the mastermind behind the new billboard that just went up this week, creating a large stir. It's pretty cool. It says, "Atheism is okay in Oklahoma, saluting Gore, first atheist senator."
Which Gore is that?
We've just talked about Thomas Gore, who's the grandfather of Gore Vidal. But Bill, we've kind of talked about that billboard, and there'll be some more publicity about it. But I wanted to ask you now, why do you like to travel the world and go to churches?
Well, most of the time when you travel, when my wife and I get into a new country, and we've been to, I guess, every country and visited every, not every, but chapels and churches and cathedrals in every European country except Norway and Albania. What's typically our first stop when we get into a new country is take the tour of the large city. And as part of that tour, they take you in many cathedrals, and you know that this is the case. So I don't go there because I just say I want to go there on my own. I go there because it's part of a tour.
I see. So you're saying...
that's my explanation. When I was touring Eastern Europe a couple of years ago, they would take us to the town square, and they would tell us, they'd be, standing in an area, and I'd always ask the tour guide, I said, is this where they used to burn the witches 400 years ago? And this would be in front of, like, about 50 people who were listening with their translating systems on their head, and people would look at me, and the tour guide would say, yeah, this is probably where they had the witch burnings. And then I would say, well, did they burn them all back then? And is that why we don't have any today? Or were they burning people that really weren't witches? And then they would usually say something, well, I don't know whether they got them all back then when they were doing it.
But well, not with Harry Potter bestsellers.
The people on the tour would come over and they'd say, why do you ask that rude question? I said, no, because this is
history.
This is part of what you should be learning on a trip like
that. Well, do you want to belong to a church that treats its members that way?
Well,
you know, really. So you said in China, these tour guides took you to 47 Buddhist temples and one Catholic church.
Well, the Buddhist temples, when you go to China, I mean, that's sort of like you have something to eat, then you go to a Buddhist temple, and you go to see a wall, and you go to a Buddhist temple, and so it's sort of woven into any time you take a trip to China. So it's
You said you visited churches and cathedrals in every European country except Albania in Norway. So I'm assuming you haven't been to those countries.
Well, Mother Teresa.
That's the only reason. I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, so I'll make up for you. I went to a Kirkstaven in Norway.
Okay, so we've covered that. How about
we've covered
Albania?
I haven't been to Albania. So it was closed when I was in Europe many years ago.
But the most important religious location in the entire world is right next to you. Have you visited the prayer tower at Oral Roberts University? And by the way, is the billboard across the street from ORU?
No, we tried to get it, but there aren't any. We tried, when we were looking for sites, we tried to get it across the street from any church or Oral Roberts or any of the other places. And there aren't any across the street from Oral Roberts, but we would have gone the extra mile for that. No, I'm sorry. I've visited the praying hands out front. I've taken visitors here to have their pictures taken in front of them, but I haven't been to the prayer tower yet. I'll wait for one of you to come and visit us in Tulsa, and I'll make sure that
I am coming to Tulsa in December, right? I'm going to come to your winter solstice banquet.
What you're going to do, as I understand, the FFRF in Tulsa is going to give the Free Thought of the Year award to the politician in Oklahoma that does the most for free thought in the state of Oklahoma. And this year, so far, we're going to award it to State Representative Ritzy, who is, as we're talking now, I understand, putting up 10 commandments on the state capitol property in Oklahoma City. So we're going to, unless somebody else beats him out, we're going to give him the FFRF award, and we're assuming that he probably won't show up to accept it. So we've asked Annie to come down and accept the award on behalf of State Representative Ritzy.
Because it's been a pretty unpopular thing that he's doing, and it's raising a lot of consciousness about the divisiveness of religion and government. Is that the irony behind it?
Yeah, but by getting all the publicity, and he's showing how arrogant politicians are in their effort to pander to all the religious sheeple. I mean, he gets the publicity, and the people read about how prejudicial religious Oklahomans are. So people who might have been on the fence, they read about people like him, and we hope FFRF website gets the inquiries, and that we are the beneficiaries. So,
well, thank you.
And he's really doing more than I am.
We are running out of time. We really appreciate your activism and your joining us. And we should say, where is the billboard if someone's in Tulsa?
It's on Broken Arrow Expressway and 15th Street going west.
Very prominent.
Just about almost into downtown Tulsa, and it's very, very conspicuous. It's when you're traveling west on the Broken Arrow Expressway or U.S. 51.
Well, we are out of time.
15th Street.
Thank you so much, and look for more information about this at ffrf.org/news. There's a news release about the Tulsa billboard and all the information.
Thank you, Bill Dusenberry. We also want to thank our producer, Brian Tarani, and our announcer, Buzz Kemper. Free Thought Radio was recorded in Madison, Wisconsin. Go listen to all the archives or sign up for the podcast at ffrf.org/radio.
Ask for more information at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. Check out our website. Ask for a sample copy of the September issue of Free Thought Today. At our website, we'd be glad to send you a copy. We invite you to join us and support us. Tune in next week for more rational radio and blasphemous broadcasting.
Free Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.
I hope someday.
Science makes God unnecessary.